fossil plants. By finding them alongside Devonian tetrapods, Deschler had made a vital breakthrough. He could now reconstruct, for the very first time, the true environment in which the first tetrapods had evolved. The Devonian wasn't the barren, treeless landscape spoken of in textbooks. It was more like a rainforest.
The most common thing we're finding is a tree-like plant. It actually has a long, tall trunk. And some people say these got up to 30 meters tall. So these were truly the first canopy sort of producing plants. We also find fern-like plants and a variety of other things. And so we're really seeing a diversity from a site like Red Hill. And I think it's important because it's showing us that these were actually complex environments.
The textbooks had got it wrong again. The Earth may once have been barren, but by the end of the Devonian, it was very, very wet and densely forested with huge permanent rivers. These were bordered by something completely new, swamp, that gray area between land and water. The first tetrapods had evolved in this wholly new ecosystem. Precisely the kind of thing that could indeed be a spur to major evolutionary change.